Okay, a little more than 10 seconds.
That's right.
Okay, you've probably already answered these questions, but receivers today, Mikey was showing off a little bit, I guess, or showing out. What, you know, seems to me, from my perspective, that your newcomers in Turner, Dudek, and Allison are really making a push. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're making everything better. They're adding depth to the position, which we need.
Yeah.
You know, last year, you know, we had those seniors mm-hmm. that were great kids, great competitors, but, you know, probably need a little bit more depth. Like this year, I think, you know, at any time, you could probably put seven out there.
Yeah. So are you trying, I think you ran with six guys in your rotation last year. You trying to have seven ready to rotate in this year?
Yeah, and it helps. Yeah. You know, I think last year, really predominantly, we had four, mm-hmm. you know, with but this year, I feel a lot better that guys like Marty Murdoch, you know, he's coming on a little bit more, so you can throw him out there. You know, of course, with Mikey and Malik and Josh. I mean, there's a lot of avenues there.
Yeah. Are you you supposed to get Deontay Taylor back soon?
Yeah, I think it's – I think he may be 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he may start jogging at the end of this week.
Uh-huh. How do you do that when you work a guy back in the – to the, you know – the rotation that's been out a bit, you know, is it kind of he's going to have to work his way back into the rotation, or did he show enough in the spring that he's going to be one of the guys? What do you have?
He's going to get limited reps because you don't want to overtax him and pull something. And,
yeah.
You know, he's not ready to go. So, yeah. You know, he's going to ease back in there. And if he could become one of those, you know, too deep, great. You know, you know, otherwise, but he's going to have to beat out some of those guys who've been out there for 2 weeks.
Right. Are you trying to focus on slot guys or rotate guys into the slot? I know Marquez Barr played some there last year. Now it looks like Zach Grant and Dudek are playing a lot inside there. How do you plan to handle that?
Trying to find out what they do best.
Yep.
And then how we do is, you know, we attack defenses and find out where the personnel problems they have on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then match up our guy against their guy. So a guy like Gmo, he could be back in there. Mm-hmm. A guy like Hardy may be back in there. Mm-hmm. So we really don't have slot guys. We have guys that can run inside, that can do certain things.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of – but, you know, Mikey's probably a little bit better slot guy because he's got a little twitch to him.
Yeah. Last question, tight ends. You know, you've got a lot of experience there. You've got, you know, four-year players in Lacoste and Davis. How involved – do you think they'll be more involved than they were last year in the passing game? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, you know, I think our tight end position might have got close to 50.
Yeah.
You know, in that position, you know, it's just it was spread out a little.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I think, you know, it really depends on the maturity of the wideouts. I mean, if the wideouts are okay or struggling a little, okay, we got two tight ends, you know, we're going to play them and we're going to use them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it really depends on how much outside, you know, we can go. I think they're going to get more plays. Last year, really concerned about John Davis staying healthy all the way through the year.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
You know, Matt got a little banged up in there, and that kind of really hindered you. If they're healthy, they're going to play a lot.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.